Are you up in sorrow's time? Are you out in love? Are you out to change your mind? And it takes so long, but you could buy me a little time, and I'd run to your mirror's light and borrow another sign coming down on me. It's all right to say I don't. It's all right to start. It's all right, I've never known how to fall, and I want to throw you another line. I want to shock you into life, but I coming down.
Closing out the show with a beautiful song from Sam Burton. That song was so sad. I don't know what he was sad about, but he was very, very sad. And he conveyed it very eloquently. Coming Down on Me by Sam Burton from his album Dear Departed. What's going on here, Sam? Something's not right. The Searchers before that with just a gorgeous song. It was not a hit. Just one of those deep cuts called This Empty Place. The Searchers, one of those Brit invasion bands that your grandparents used to listen to. Marika Hackman, her new single is called No Caffeine, and that's what we heard. Before that, no idea where how I even found this thing. It's from about 10 years ago. I guess it's Neo, and maybe it's I-L-L-O-J. How do you even pronounce that? It's a remarkable piece of music, though, and a lot of you seem to enjoy it. There you go. Gus Bodenheim, digging into the mail pouch. He did, I think, seven episodes of digging into the mail pouch. He will get back to that. It's a great little theme for a spot when Gus is out of original ideas. He'll be back next week. So will I. My name's Irwin. You're invited to stay tuned for a live in-studio edition of 7 Second Delay with Ken and Andy. They want you to phone in with your favorite glitches and mistakes and errors and oversights in pop music. Things that ended up on the record. Mistakes. That'll be on 7 Second Delay coming up next. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Thank you.
can call the soul.
Welcome back to the studio, Andy Breckman, man.
With this work, Ken, just had an idea. Uh-huh. I'm a guy, right?
You are. Uh-huh.
Suppose I elected to transition to have one of those transition surgery things that
uh-huh.
you do.
Yep.
To a guy, from where I am now to a guy.
But you're already
But I'll be. Imagine how masculine I could be. I'd be this plus whatever they augment me with. I'd be a super guy. I'd be the double the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Would that work?
Yeah, that would work.
I'll I'm already a guy. I'm going to transition. I'm going into a better guy.
Right. So maybe you'll get
now. Then you'll respect me.
You'll get a blood boy. So you'll get like some hunky 18-year-old kid who will exchange blood with you.
I'll get that, so I'll live forever.
Right, and then they'll give you shots of testosterone.
Can you imagine? Because I'm starting as a guy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, you'll be a super guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going left. I'm going right. I'm going the other way.
And then they can give you B12 and methamphetamine.
Yeah.
You'll be unstoppable.
Whatever you want to give me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Imagine the kind of radio show I could do as a super guy.
I can't wait.
It's the super guy hour.
Well, this
Wednesdays at 6. Hey, you should do it too. I don't want to leave you behind.
No, it's okay.
I don't want to look down on you. I don't want to pity you.
No, it's all right.
You'll just be a standard guy.
Yeah, I think I'll wait to see how you end up in your pursuit of
character. Come on. The super guys hour. Two super guys.
I mean, you'll be like Joe.
We'll take your calls every Wednesday.
You'll be like Joe Piscopo or Carrot Top or something.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, well, they're the trailblazers.
Good luck. So this is your last show live here for quite a while.
It is?
Yeah, I don't think until after New Year's.
Well, I know I'm gone next week.
Yeah, because you have a new movie coming out.
I'm in L.A. doing some
tomorrow movie night. Congratulations.
On the new Monk. Friday.
Well,
Friday,
it drops tomorrow night at midnight.
Well, yeah, 3 a.m. here in New York.
What's it called? Monk's Last Movie?
Yeah, Monk's Last Movie.
Now, what's it called?
It's probably more accurate. Monk's Last Movie.
Mr. Monk Returns?
I think it's called.
Tell me what it's called.
I think it's called Monk the Final Payday.
Oh, come on. I saw it last night at the premiere.
Oh, yeah, you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, I did enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it's really great that you're you threw in
still in
really
there swinging
public service stuff about the many, many Americans who die bungee jumping every year. I didn't think you were going to address that.
Well, somebody had to. Somebody had to say something.
Yeah.
Now, if you have an enemy, a sworn enemy in your life who enjoys bungee jumping, this is the movie for you because you'll learn how to off him. That's part of the murder mystery.
Right. Well, they had a certain way of doing it in the movie.
Yeah, you might find your own way, but follow my template.
There's a lot of ways of doing it.
I didn't copyright the murder method. You can feel free to use it. It's public domain. Wait, now let me just say, I'm looking at my calendar.
I have it all written down.
You do?
Yeah.
L.A. next week. Wait, the 20th, the week after next, are you out of town?
I'm out of town the 20th.
Oh.
And the 27th.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we really are in trouble here.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. How about the 3rd of January?
I don't have my calendar, but we've gone through all this. We don't need to go through it on the air here.
Okay, fine.
I have it all written down.
I'm just assuming our listeners might be interested.
Well, you'll be back right after the first Wednesday after New Year's.
Okay, but in the meantime, we have original shows to roll, right?
Yes, we do. We have these quiz shows.
Yeah, how did they come out?
We've aired one of them last week.
What do people think
of
those?
With Noel and Zachary.
Yeah.
It killed.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I. It's some kind of phrase in comedy. So when do we get to see all the press that you're going to get for this new Monk movie?
Well, I guess there's some. It'll trickle out. Some people will dig it the most. Some mm-hmm. people won't get it or dig it at all. Might not be their cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say tomato. Some people say tomato.
I love
this. Confirms my theory. I've been saying it for years. You've never bought into it, but I truly believe it.
What?
Everybody's different.
Oh no, I'm down with that. I'm down with that idea.
Can't please everyone. Some people are Ken people. Some people are Andy people.
I loved the dog poop scene too. That was great.
What students of comedy will refer to as the dog poop scene from the Monk reunion movie.
Yes, it was really funny.
Yeah. Thanks, my friend. That means the world to me.
And thanks for inviting me to the premiere.
Sure. Free popcorn.
Yep.
Free sodies.
They always do that live sex thing?
No. No, that was improvised.
Wow. Because it was really impressive.
Yeah, I saw that NBC page, and we just kind of improvised.
It seemed like you had worked on it for quite a while.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Improvised. Amazing.
Yeah. A lot of it surprised even me. I didn't expect her to start weeping.
I missed that. I couldn't even tell.
Yeah, thank you. And what else is happening with you? How was your show today?
I got a little sick in the middle of it. So
did you?
Kind of hard, yeah.
I told you, don't listen to your own music. I told you to keep those headphones
yeah,
off.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't. I don't listen to my own music.
Okay.
I think I got something from my dog or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not listening. A DJ not listening to his own music, that's the equivalent of a dealer not using his own stash, right?
Right. Are you trying to get the number of my dealer?
Did you ever have a dealer?
Cricket.
Was that its name? His name?
His name, Cricket, yep.
Where was this? Was this in the city?
No, it was in Hoboken.
Did you go to Cricket's house, the pad?
Yeah, you would go
crib,
to...
Crib, I'm sorry, crib.
Yep.
Or did Cricket make house calls?
Either way, but sometimes if Cricket was busy, you would text him and he might say, can't get to you now, but... go to my crib, and my boy will take care of you. You know who his boy was?
No.
His mom.
Did you get to know Cricket, like, personally? Did you hang with him?
Not really, no.
Now, how did you hook up with Cricket?
My kids. He was their dealer, originally.
Listen, when the show's over, before I go home, I'm going to give you a big hug.
Fine.
My friend Ken needs a hug. A friend knows when a friend needs a hug.
I don't feel like I need a
hug. I know you don't.
I don't need a hug.
The fact that you don't think you need a hug means you get an extra hug.
Are you saying that only the true hug needers don't want hugs?
If people are asking for hugs, they don't need hugs. All right, my friend.
I'll buy that.
Where else are we going? What else are we doing?
Well, we actually had an idea for tonight's show.
Let's do it, man.
Which was...
Sounds good. I'm down.
Popular songs.
Popular songs.
That have mistakes in them.
Mistakes that once you hear them, you'll never unhear it. It'll just always distract you and drive you insane.
And they made it to the studio release. They made it to the studio recording.
Now, usually, I guess most of these are from older recordings where the analog machines couldn't edit things out as easily, right?
Right.
Let's try to find that cough in Wendy at 1:18.
Okay.
Let's amplify the beat. This is something that's always driven me crazy. It's the Beach Boys song, Wendy, the classic Beach Boys song. What is it, 63 or 64?
Yeah, very, very early.
And there's a verse, a chorus, then a flute solo. And in the beginning of the flute solo, somebody coughs. It drives me insane. I can't not wait for it. Okay, crank it up. Are we at 1:18?
We're getting there.
Okay, crank it up.
Here it comes. I think they took it out. I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
Yeah, we
passed. Wait a minute. Why would... Oh, no, that's...
So maybe it's not at 1:18. Maybe it's a... But
that was it.
We tried this before and I couldn't hear it.
You mean you need the older the analog recordings to enjoy that cough?
I don't know. You know, should we try?
Oh, that's a shame.
You
want to try that was part of the texture of the song. That was part of the DNA of the song.
Well, let's try the mono.
Why else would anyone? Play the mono.
I didn't hear it.
I swear to God it was there. I'm not crazy.
But there's...
This is like The Lady Vanishes. I swear to God.
I think they took it out.
Wait, now is the... Okay, is the library that FMU tapping into, is that recent remastered stuff?
Well, this is Spotify. I'm playing it
off. So it's all just new... Oh, come on.
I'm playing it off of Spotify.
Well, then
it is all
remastered.
I'm not going to run in and out of the record library.
Go ahead.
Usually it says...
I'll go get it.
What'll you do?
I'll go get it.
Let's take a call.
No.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Beth.
Hey, Andy, it's Beth.
Okay, tell her I love her.
Andy's running away, Beth.
Tell her I love him.
And I love him, too.
Yeah, he said he loves you.
I liked your black and orange blazer last night, too.
Oh, yeah, I was dressed as Tony the Tiger at the premiere.
It was really great. It was really, really great. It's good to see Hank. Okay, Andy and I actually disagree about this, but this is the thing there where I think there's a mistake. Okay, here I go. In Watching the Wheels by John Lennon, he's saying, no longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just had to let it go. But he's in a recording studio recording this song, and then the song is being released. And is on the radio. So if he truly was just sitting there watching the wheels go round and round, he wouldn't be recording the song.
That's true. But it's not like a bookshelf falling over in the background of the song, though.
No, but I always just irony was rich. And also, I always felt bad about Instant Karma's going to get you. Because Instant Karma got him.
That's true.
Well, that's not
like that quite... one is even worse, and that makes me that always makes me sad.
Oh yeah, the anniversary of his death is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah. So I always think of that stupid song, and that is ironic. There's like there are two like there's things that don't match up, you know, like in a sad way. Like he really didn't get out of the.
How about that song? How about that
really,
song he
really
did? That
out of it.
How about that solo song he did? You ever hear that song he did? I'm Never Gonna Get Shot.
I never heard that.
It's so ironic to hear him now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess they're not mistakes, but when he says...
Yeah, no, that was... That, the whole song was off.
I think you're still playing the game.
Yeah.
Beth,
yeah.
You sound sick.
I got a little... Well, we've had a heck of a week, because it's been fun being Andy's wife this week, because we've been everywhere.
Yeah, for a change of pace. It was fun being Andy's wife this week. Kind of refreshing.
Did you find Andy? Did you find Wendy by the Beach Boys in the physical library?
I put Irwin on it.
Oh, okay, great.
I subcontracted the job.
Good job.
All right, well, I think it's going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah. It's well, if this is any indication, it's going to be fantastic. It's a classic already.
Yeah, we're taxiing down the runway.
Yeah.
Thanks, Beth.
Thanks,
okay,
Bethy.
Bye.
Bye. Is everybody in your family sick?
No.
No.
No. Bethy was feeling better, and then
yeah, because I know your brother was sick.
My brother was. Sick last week, but yeah. He's doing better now. But thank you for asking, my friend.
Yeah, no problem.
It means the world to me that when you pretend that you care,
you
it
have
means
a,
the world
a
to
large,
me.
Beautiful family.
I do. I do. I'm proud of my family. Yeah. I love my family. I can name all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Well, I can't. I mean, not off the top of my head.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I need a night to cram.
If I had a list, I could read all of their names, too.
When I have to name my family, I always have a stick of gum on the table, a little cheat sheet.
Okay, so...
Hey, thanks, Irwin. Wait, Irwin, do you know about this cough?
No.
Okay,
no.
Listen to this, my friend. This is going to change your life.
Wendy, don't lose your head. Lose your head.
Okay, is this...
Yeah, the solo is coming up.
Okay. Do we talk until the solo?
Sure.
What do you want to talk about? How's your family's health?
They're all in perfect health.
Okay, here comes the solo. Okay, listen, Irwin. Listen, Irwin.
Oh, I heard it. There it was.
Okay. What is that? Okay. Now, what did that get us?
It got us nothing.
Nothing.
An example.
Why is that? Why is our life better now that we heard the cough than it was 3 minutes ago? What are we doing with ourselves?
I don't know. I don't know.
What kind of show is this?
I don't know.
People are starving. People are dying all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And here we're sitting here listening to see if Carl Wilson is going to cough.
No, it's a good point. It's a good point, especially in the wake of all
You're wasting my time. You're wasting your own time. But it's worse than that, Ken. You're wasting our listeners' time. What the hell is this about? A man coughed.
Did you hear about Norman Lear?
Yeah. Where were you when you heard Norman Lear died?
Dealey Plaza. It's where I always am.
Grassy knoll. Squatting on the grassy knoll.
Hey, we have a call.
Wait.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to talk about. Okay, we'll take the call in a minute.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think of the practice of cleaning up that track and eliminating that cough?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Yeah. I like hearing mistakes.
That was part of my childhood, waiting for that cough.
Yeah. No, I mean, and if you listen to the stems, you know, the isolated instrumental tracks of a lot of old recordings, there's just so many mistakes. And I think...
Well, are you talking about, like, he played the wrong note or the wrong chord?
Yeah, like Bob Dylan put out that Chronicles box set, which has, you know, like 18 different versions of Like a Rolling Stone. And there's a version of just Mike Bloomfield's electric guitar. And it's great, but it's just riddled with mistakes.
And was that the track they used for the single?
Yeah.
Do they have Al Kooper's organ isolated?
Yeah, well, not 100% isolated. I think there's a version of Al Kooper's organ and the bass, like just bass and organ.
You know what my favorite moment is on those sessions? It's the producer. Was that Bob Johnson?
It was Tom Wilson.
Oh, Tom Wilson. I'm sorry, Tom Wilson.
Yeah, saying, what are you doing there?
Yeah, and then laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Al Kooper had snuck into the studio and was sitting at the organ.
Well, let's take a call.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening. A great show. Long-time listener. Love the show.
Okay,
Thank you.
Hang up on this guy.
Why?
Because of his attitude.
He's got a great attitude.
Really? You think that's a great attitude?
That is a great attitude.
I thought I checked off all the boxes.
Okay, you did.
I don't know what Andy's problem
is. I'm a little more strict about these things. Yeah. Okay, I'm a little more rigid. I should learn to loosen up. All right, and is there a mistake or some studio error that's always been driving you crazy?
Yes, anytime there was a microphone open in front of Yoko Ono.
Ah, he made a joke.
It's a joke.
Yeah, he made a Yoko Ono joke.
Okay, now I'll hang up on him.
Thank you.
How did you know?
That he was setting us up?
Yeah.
I could smell it. My spidey sense.
Hi, you're on the air.
When you've been in broadcasting as long as me, Ken.
Why, hello, Ken. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Pete the Gardener.
Pete the Gardener.
How are you today, gents?
I'm doing great.
I'm so happy to hear that.
How are you doing in this fine harvest season?
It's our regular caller. Regular caller number 8.
I call myself regular, and don't use the word normal around me either.
Yeah, that's the first sign of a real problem. Someone that doesn't want to be called normal.
I know how to use the word, but I choose not to.
Now, Pete the Gardener, is there a track that you just wait for some mistake on?
Well, I don't know if it's a mistake at the fade out of American Woman. I think they may drop an expletive in, which I don't think was supposed
to
be on top.
I can't play those. I can't. Those are really good ones. And there's also one on Louie Louie where the drummer says the F word. But I can't play those on the air.
What do you mean by F word?
Frank.
I thought it was female.
No, it's Frank. He's yelling at another guy in the band. Frank! I did the Frank joke.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was incredibly humorous.
Ken, what are we doing here? We're listening for coughs.
Well,
we're listening for coughs from a guy who's been dead for 30 years.
Well, Pete the Gardener, we're going to move on. If you think of another one that's not expletive,
if you're just joining us, 201-209-9368, we're listening for coughs. We're listening for 70-year-old coughs.
You want to hear Sting's sitting on the piano at the beginning of Roxanne?
Was it an accident?
Yes, it was an accident. Hopefully it's still in the version on Spotify.
Yes, oh, fine. Let's
he
listen.
Sits on the piano during the intro, and then he laughs about it. All right?
Okay, yeah, I'd like to hear that, if that's still in the intro.
Yeah.
Makes me... Oh.
See?
Yeah.
Right there.
No, that is part of the song. I've always heard that.
Yeah. It was him actually accidentally sitting on the piano.
Have you ever heard the Ghost track in the very, very beginning of California Dreamin'? With the original singer? Wait, who was the original singer? He was famous.
Right.
It was like Len Barry. Wait, it was...
No, it was...
Eve of Destruction.
Yeah, Barry McGuire.
Barry McGuire was given the song to sing, and they had the backing track. He recorded a version, and then... the Moms and the Pops decided, no, that's going to be our song. And they kept the same backing track. And you could hear Barry McGuire. Wait, let's listen. If you listen to him.
Oh, I hear it.
I didn't.
Yeah, I heard it.
No, play it again.
I never heard that before.
Wait, play it again.
Yeah. It's right there before the
before they start singing?
Yeah, before they start singing.
Okay, crank it up.
Just split second.
Crank it up.
Yeah.
Oh, that must have driven Barry McGuire crazy in his life.
Yeah, he
That's
blew
crazy.
It.
That's crazy.
He blew it.
It's like Eric Stoltz watching Back to the Future. Must be very hard for him.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Ben from Karlstadt.
Hi, Ben from Karlstadt.
You love the show.
I do love the show.
You can't believe you got through.
I can't believe I got through. You know, on Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion, do you guys know that one or no?
Yep, we know it.
Does Carl Wilson cough? Yeah, how do you know that, Ken?
No, Sweet.
I heard Perry, what's his name?
Joe Perry.
Joe Perry in an interview where he said that the little thing broke, the castanet thing broke. But there's another thing.
Would you say this story is half over?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Please go on.
It's okay. So that day.
We're almost done, Ken.
Bring it in for a landing. Bring it in for the landing, Ben.
Here it comes. Big finish.
Okay. Instead of a shaker, they didn't have a shaker, so he used the sugar packet. So when you hear that in the intro of the song, that's a little sugar packet.
Yeah, but that's not intentional. He knew he was holding a sugar packet.
Well, I actually called because the castanet thing broke, and then you hear it.
Andy, the castanets broke.
And it breaks, and then you can hear the little click.
You mean while the tape was rolling, the castanets broke, and you can hear it breaking.
Yeah, it's in the intro of the song.
Let's listen to it.
Okay, we're going
to
listen to it.
Thanks, Ben. We're going to listen to it.
So we're going to hear castanets breaking. What is the song we're hearing?
Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith. There it was.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, if you're just joining us, we've been listening to Aerosmith.
That was the sound of a castanet breaking, Andy.
The introduction to what song was that, Ken?
Not just any castanet, yeah. Aerosmith's castanet.
Yeah.
Sweet Emotion.
Sweet Emotion. And yeah. We've been listening to, waiting for the castanet to break. And that's as low as it's going to get in public broadcasting. We still have our license. You want to check? They're not going to withhold our license.
Yeah, let me check. Hang on a second.
They don't care what we broadcast, apparently. It doesn't get worse.
Oh, yeah, the FCC's closed for the day. So we're
Thank
okay.
Thank God, we're okay. Yeah. It doesn't get stupider. It doesn't get more pointless.
If you know of a mistake on a well-known song that made it to the studio released version
it has to be unplanned, something that they didn't want to be doing, but they decided to. They decided the rest of the take was so strong that they'd leave it in.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Pete from Brooklyn.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, Pete. You love the show. So,
I love the show.
You can't believe you got through.
I can't believe I got through.
Oh, thanks, brother. You know, that means the world to us.
All that wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
I have a couple of tuning issues.
No, that's different.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah,
oh, that's
we.
A different thing?
That's different.
Yeah, gotcha. That's too hard for people to hear. If
we're looking for where this is a different kind of show. We're kind of a high quality. Yeah, we're kind of taking the high road. We're looking for coughs. We're looking for farts.
Bookshelves okay. falling over.
Castanets.
Dogs barking.
Yeah. Castanets not operating the way they were designed.
Maybe I'll think of something else.
Yeah, you please keep our number on speed dial. We're keen to hear.
Definitely.
Back from you.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. He's going to sully our show sour notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, B flat where it should have been a B sharp.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want those.
Yeah, we're looking for Keith Richards farting. Well, here on WFMU.
You think there is a fart on a song?
On a song?
Well, I mean, a mistaken fart. I know there's people who intentionally fart on songs. There's Methane Man. You know about Methane Man, right? Famous comedian?
No.
Has a whole, his whole career is wrapped up in his ability to fart on command.
Can he fart the alphabet?
Yeah, he can do things like that. Yep.
I'm surprised he doesn't have his own show.
I've tried, believe me.
Yeah, Could you tell Methane Man to call me back? Ken. At WFMU.
He's too big.
Do you know when he's going to be back?
He's just too successful. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Would that be a great show? The Methane
I don't
Man.
I know if this counts, but you know Frank Sinatra's Downtown, right?
I don't know.
So he's very popular, crooner from the area. But anyway... he emits like this sound of disgust under his breath a couple times while doing song, and I don't know if it was like a one take thing.
Was it the same song as Petula Clark's Downtown?
Yeah, it's his cover of it, and you can hear it if you start it around like 1 minute or maybe like 1:10. The next two times he says Downtown after that, he makes a like ugh sound. Like
All
he's
right.
really just not into it. And
no,
it's
why would really he? Done. No, that's.
This sounds great. Let's check it out.
He unintentionally revealed that he was unhappy with the material or the arrangement.
That's what Mike is saying.
Well, okay.
Yeah, and that album, Strangers in the Night, was, you know, like a really acclaimed album. But
wait,
it was the Gordon Jenkins album,
isn't
right?
there a more likely explanation, a more likely reason that you heard that? That was him trying to add a little color to his interpretation.
Why don't we give it a listen and people can decide for themselves, Andy?
I'm going to decide for people. That's why I'm here, Ken. Why else am I here?
All right, thanks, Mike. Yeah. We're going to check it out. Phone number is 201-209-9368.
So Mike's theory, just before we listen, this is Mike's theory. Yeah. Let me just sum it up.
Okay.
Sinatra worked on the arrangement with his arranger. He was in the studio. He practiced the song a number of times with the band. You know, he used to work live in the studio with the band, right?
Well, this was Burt Kampfert that he was working with.
Okay, but it's always live. He prided himself in that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they went through it a couple times. Now it's time for a take.
You've obviously never worked with Burt Kampfert.
Okay. It's time for a take. Midway through the take, the perfectionist, Frank Sinatra, mm-hmm. decides he's not happy with the material.
Yeah.
Decides he's not happy with the arrangement.
Moody guy.
He's been there all day.
Yep.
And he decides to express that unhappiness by grunting.
Yeah.
Every time he sings the word downtown.
Figuring that they would take it out in post-production.
No, he didn't figure that. They never did that. So Mike's theory, that's Mike's theory. Okay, let's listen. Okay.
For you. Downtown, downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows. Oh, downtown.
Oh, maybe. I heard it.
Yeah?
He sounds disgusted. You didn't hear him. That?
Why would he say that?
Because
he was disgusted at the thought that there were movies playing.
Let's
downtown.
Listen to it again.
But what is your theory?
I don't have a theory necessarily.
Can I suggest an alternate theory?
No.
I just heard what you heard.
Yeah. What's your?
He can't be commenting on the fact that there are movie theaters open in the metropolitan area. That's not anything you'd comment on. Isn't it more likely that his current mistress, his girlfriend, Mia Farrow, walked into the studio with a new haircut?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Isn't that more likely?
That's possible.
Okay, yeah. Let's just listen.
Except Mia Farrow always had really short hair.
Well, he hated her haircut.
Here we go.
Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows. Ugh, downtown.
He goes, ugh.
Well, that's you're interpreting it.
That's what he said. I'm not saying.
Well, anybody that's been to a movie show downtown can't argue with.
I don't know why you have such a problem with it. He clearly made a sound of.
Well, he was probably referring to the sticky floors on the theater in that movie house that he was remembering.
That might be it too.
This is the worst show we've ever done.
No,
this is so stupid. The castanets broke.
Sinatra's
unhappy with that movie theater.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is stupid.
A little late to the party. I don't know if you guys didn't mention Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's in it?
Where the girl's voice cracked because she was sick, and they were like, no, we're recording this now.
Oh, yeah, she was more than sick.
Mary Clayton, you
know? No, that is a very good example. And you know what? You know what ruined that song for me? It wasn't even in the documentary.
What?
You're exactly right. A woman that they brought in at midnight to sing.
Mary Clayton.
Yeah, to sing. What is this? Rape, murder.
Rape, murder.
Yeah. You're just a shot away. Okay, she was sick. She was brought in at midnight. She miscarried after that session.
Whoa. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I thought it was like a...
Because they focused on that
in the documentary.
In the documentary.
They didn't mention the miscarriage.
20 Feet from Stardom.
You can't enjoy the song from this moment on.
So what is it that we're listening for?
Well, you're just hearing her shrieking, but she's giving...
In the background, there's somebody in the booth, I guess, that yelled, yeah, or something.
Yeah,
like
I mean, she's giving 110%.
Yeah, it's an amazing...
It's an amazing performance.
Incredible.
But she paid a price for it.
But is there a mistake on the recording?
No, this guy's saying you could hear how committed she is to it. But I'm telling you, if you know the backstory, the song is now discolored for all of the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's kind of disturbing.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. That's what I do.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't mention that in 20 Feet from Stardom.
Also, that castanet that broke flew across the studio, took out a guy's eye.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah. And a woman who was there, somebody's girlfriend, that observed it, that witnessed it, miscarried.
Because in 20 Feet from Stardom, they even have a segment where Mary Clayton
goes
into the very room that they recorded it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But you don't hear the whole story.
Well, thank you, caller.
Like any documentary, you don't hear the whole story.
The thing you're listening for is after her voice shrieks, there's a guy in the background that yells, that wasn't supposed to be in there.
Well, but they kept it in.
Yeah, but that's not really a mistake.
You know, they were proud of it.
They cut it out, so they kept it.
He was a hype man.
Yeah, no, he was the they call that the yeah man.
It
the guy that yells
Flav
yeah.
Flav a Flav.
Yeah. Hey, we.
Thanks.
you know, thanks, caller.
Yeah, okay, hang up now.
I did.
Okay, we could, you know what we could use in our show?
What?
In our studio?
A hype man?
A yeah man.
Yeah, a hype man. We do need a hype man.
A hype man just sitting in the corner going, yeah!
Somebody laughing at all our jokes?
Well, who can we get?
I don't know. We should audition a hype man.
Yeah, audition. Yeah.
Yeah, we. Yeah, who's they need
gonna be,
to.
Who's going
to
be in charge of crowd control the day of the audition? Audition.
When I say audition, I mean grovel. I mean beg for.
Audition a hype man.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? I got one for you.
Wait, who is this?
Who is this?
This is Dominic.
Hi, Dominic.
And who is this really?
Big D.
Oh, okay, great. It's Dominic.
All right.
Okay, so at the end of Frank Zappa's Sleep Dirt on the same album, Sleep Dirt, you hear at the end the guitar player messes up. Frank says, "What happened? Are you tired?" And he says, "My fingers got stuck." It's about 3:16. I mean, they kept it in.
Well, that's not.
That's good enough for me.
No, that's like on the White Album. I got blisters on my finger. That's just an F. That's just an end of the song.
Well, let's listen.
Pattern.
Getting tired.
That's
no.
it. That's all I got for you.
My fingers got stuck.
There we go.
But that's just so
done, Andy. It's done.
Fine.
We did it.
They clearly could have edited. I mean, we're looking for things that they wanted to edit. You know, pre-68.
Right.
And couldn't edit out. Would have edited out. The castanet's breaking.
Yeah. I love it when castanets break.
Carl Wilson coughing.
Yeah, and we are not going to do Ella Fitzgerald Mack the Knife for getting her lyrics.
Yeah, because they could have just redone the whole take.
She did that every live show of her entire
life. Exactly. The audience loved it.
Yeah.
And she even made up rhymes to cover, you know, to explain. They forgot the lyrics. She even had a little couplet ready.
Oh, it says here that Hey Jude.
You're calling Ella Fitzgerald a phony. You're
no,
on record now.
Not really.
You called her a phony.
No.
She purposefully forgot the lyrics so she could show off some scat singing.
Yeah.
That's what you're accusing her of.
I wouldn't.
You know, she died. They amputated her leg before she died.
Really?
Yes.
Was it hit by a castanet?
No.
And she bled out or something?
No, it was some kind of diabetes thing.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Well, of course, that's what you would say.
But you're calling her a phony.
No, I'm not calling
her a phony. One-legged Ella Fitzgerald, hopping around the studio.
Well, that's
not happy with the way she scat sang.
That's what...
Man, you're tough.
That's why they called her old one leg.
We're going to...
Peg leg Ella.
She never had a peg leg.
She wanted one.
Take that back. Shut up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey,
who's
Mike
this?
From El Segundo.
El Segundo, how you doing?
Hey, doing good.
Is there anything? I'm sorry to interrupt. Who's this guy talking?
We're talking to somebody from El Segundo.
You know, there's nothing funnier than me saying
"shut up." My wallet's still here.
To Ken.
What's your name again?
Mike from El Segundo.
And you're in El Segundo.
CBN with you back in the 80s.
Oh, my God, Mike G. It's yes. my old buddy Mike G.
How do you know this guy?
Yeah, with the Civil Defense Show.
Yeah, from WCBN in Ann Arbor. We did radio together back in the 70s and 80s.
He was like, he had this seat before I did?
Yep. No. I mean, we didn't do a show together. No, we did a show at the same time.
Sometimes Ken would call. It was a real late night. It was like 2 to 6 a.m. slot.
Hey, Mike, tell us something about Ken Friedman that he wouldn't want us to know.
He used to have long black hair.
Yeah, no, that's not quite the kind of thing I was hoping for.
Yeah, it's true. Mike knew me before FMU.
Yeah. Tell us something that you remember, a story that would embarrass him, that would right now.
He kicked me off the air.
Did I?
Yeah, because I was a little rascal. I played the civil defense card that you're not supposed to play at like 4 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And I queued up some residence stuff and John Philip Sousa and some other whack and A-bomb going off all at the same time. And
he was a little.
And then I got an angry call. I was like, who the hell's listening?
I'm so sorry, Mike.
5 in the morning.
I didn't know. Oh, God, no. I was drunk when that happened. I'm sorry.
So this apology, Mike, is long overdue.
I was out of line. You do not play the this is not a test cart. Well, there were carts then. Remember, they were like 8-track cassette things.
Yeah.
Like it said, do not play unless it's an emergency, unless we're being under nuclear attack.
Well, but, I can tell you something embarrassing from the station that Mike and I worked at.
Oh, no.
I made a big mistake.
Go ahead, yeah.
There was a snowstorm.
This is my only show all week.
Yeah, there was a snowstorm.
Get one show. You get two shows.
And
go ahead.
I got a phone call at the station saying that class.
Would you say the story's about half over?
It's about exactly 50% over.
Okay, snowstorm.
It's incredible that you asked me that just when it was exactly 50%.
That's because I know when it gets painful. I know the sting.
How do you do that?
I can feel it.
Oh, you can
feel it. Yeah. Producer meter.
And now we're going downhill. No, we've crested, and now the story is going downhill.
So I got what I thought was an official phone call saying that that classes were canceled the next day.
Uh-huh.
Due to the snowstorm.
Yeah.
And we went on the air and announced it.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a hoax phone call.
You mean some kid called in the station.
Yeah.
And you bought it.
I bought it.
Did he say he was the dean or from the dean's office?
Something like that, yeah.
And
it was a woman. It was a woman, too. That's partly why I believed it.
Oh, she might have been that. Well, I heard about that woman that used to prank guys.
They don't
guys.
Have to worry about that in Michigan because of global warming. They don't have snowstorms anymore.
That's true.
And then, and so classes were officially, not officially canceled, but kids didn't show up. And were they given were they not held accountable because of what you did?
We got in trouble. It became a local news story, and it was very embarrassing for me.
Huh.
I really blew it.
Why don't you apologize now to the school?
No, because none of those people are listening. And Mike was happy. Mike told me at the time, man, thank you for canceling classes.
You remember that?
I do remember.
You remember that specifically?
Yeah.
Wow. That is.
I didn't go to U of M. Remember, I went to
Yeah, he did. Yeah, only the
I
fact
got
that
in
Mike.
Under some kind of
only the fact thing. That Mike didn't go to school. Yeah, makes that story.
Well, Mike, do you have a song with a mistake in it?
I do. It's the classic cough from the classic rock of Led Zeppelin. In the end of In My Time of Dying off of Physical Graffiti.
How close to the end?
That they left in and they actually, Jimmy Page makes a little at the end because they climax. They're at their giant Led Zeppelin Hammer of the Gods climax moment and it's really quiet and then all of a sudden you hear.
So it's like in the last 30 seconds?
Like in the last end of the song, yeah.
Okay. And it was clearly.
And then Plant goes cough, like in my time of dying, and then you hear.
All right, let's listen.
And then,
okay, we're gonna listen, Mike. Hang on.
Okay.
Wow.
Come have a listen then.
Wow.
Wow. And that's the take they use.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Anything for an old buddy from Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, if you're just tuning in.
Love the show.
If you're just tuning in.
Thanks for having me up.
Yeah, Mike, it was great going down. Great reminiscing with you, Mike. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sorry again about kicking you off the air there. I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, no, no. It was,
oh, that's Ken. By the way.
Young rebel. I needed,
no, no, no.
You know, sometimes you got to be disciplined in order to move on and not do.
Yeah, zero tolerance. Ken Friedman. Yeah. Yeah.
No, thanks, Mike.
That's Ken's MO. He waits 45 years and then he'll apologize.
Well, you
I'm
know.
Waiting. I have 10 more years to go.
It's that like that old saying, apologies are tragedy plus time.
Is that the old saying?
Yeah, that is the old saying.
That's not the old saying.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Ken. This is Bob from Poughkeepsie.
Hi, Bob.
On the Mamas and Papas song, I Saw Her Again, they sung the verse, and then they stopped the song, and then the music came in, then they sung the verse over again.
No, but that was the arrangement. That was very intentional.
It was? Oh, they said it part of the song, I saw her, then he, oh, I didn't
well,
know
of
that.
Of course that was.
Part
oh.
of the song.
But how could they all... Then, but they all came in at the same time again. It was clearly rehearsed.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're
thanks,
welcome.
Bob.
Well, you got to go to the... You got to go further off. It's not worth it. Ken.
Okay, not worth it? Okay.
No, it's clearly Philip. What's his name? Phillips? John Phillips?
John Phillips. Oh, yeah, your favorite child molester.
He's not my favorite child molester.
He's not?
No.
Oh, is he
he's number four.
Okay.
You don't even read the updated list.
I'm sorry. It's so hard to keep track. It's a frequently changing list.
Hey, if you want to hear my podcast.
Wait.
I update my list every week, every Tuesday.
What's your podcast called?
Called Special Time. Our Special Time.
Yeah, and you release every new episode on Saturday morning.
Yep, Saturday morning. It's Our Special Time.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, is this WFMU?
Yep, it is.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, hold on.
There's a sign on the door.
Actually, it's a very good question.
Hold on, sir. We can check.
Let's check. Hang on.
Fantastic.
No, seriously, wait.
Oh, it is. Look, there's the sign. FMU, right there by the door. Yes.
Legal
affirmative.
ID.
Affirmative.
Yes, this is WFMU.
Thanks for confirming.
Sure.
Electric Ladyland, Gypsy Eyes demo. I think around.
No.
It's a demo.
We don't play demos.
It's a demo.
You wonderful
demo,
nut.
Though.
Yeah, studio demo. Thanks. Yeah.
No, but we're looking for the official studio version.
Yeah, the one that they wish they...
That contain mistakes.
A demo they released intentionally and...
Why is this so awful for you, Andy?
I can think of a 45-minute mistake that was aired.
Yeah. Go on.
Very recently. Well, 46 minutes now. Very, very recently.
And what happened?
Did
maracas break?
Yeah, well, maracas were part of it. It was a premise that they thought was airtight,
but
in fact was flimsy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who came up with this
cardboard
premise? Whose idea was this?
One of the co-hosts. Yeah. One of the hosts there of the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's everything. Every Led Zeppelin album, including All of My Love, probably has the best rendition of it. It's John Bonham's bass drum pedal squeaks on multiple albums that they can't get it out of. And when you hear it, you will never be able to unhear it. But
all right,
it actually makes the song swing.
Where is it easiest to hear? The beginning, the end?
I would say the intro of All of My Love or Since I've Been Loving You. Anywhere.
Wait, what are we listening for?
We're listening for a squeaky kick pedal.
Oh, a squeaky kick pedal, and it's right before each kick drum hit. And as a matter of fact, it's on all the James Brown albums too.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's like his trademark. I mean, it sounds like they could have addressed it.
Of the item that they're playing.
Maybe it
however,
is a trademark, but it was.
They could have addressed it. They intentionally left it in.
No, they couldn't. They couldn't edit that out. There was no way for them to edit that out.
I know, but they could have. They could have sent the kid down the street to buy another kick drum
some oil or grease.
All the Ludwig King pedals in the world do it.
Well, let's listen to.
Listen to All of My Love, and you'll hear it just before each impact.
Okay, we're going to listen to at least the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard it.
Yep.
Oh, that ruined the song for me. What song was that?
All My Love.
I'll never hear that again the same way. I'll always be listening for that squeak. But that's different than what we're talking about. We're talking about, like, Neil Diamond had tuberculosis and was coughing up a lung.
Yeah.
But they kept the take.
I guess Hey Jude apparently has the F word.
Yeah.
Either Paul or John.
I do. I've heard that.
Yeah, I've never heard that. Wow. Can't believe I missed that.
Oh, how about Chicago? Does anybody really know what time it is?
What's the mistake there?
All the lyrics. The lyrics are stupid. And they released the take. They sang stupid lyrics for 4 minutes.
A lot of songs with stupid lyrics.
Nothing as stupid as that.
Oh, we once did the show where you identified the song with the stupidest lyrics, and it was not that song.
I Wish It Would Rain.
Yeah, it was I Wish It Would Rain. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, R.A.M., Don't Go Back to Rockville is intentionally left in right at the beginning.
What's intentionally left in?
Outtake, if you would.
What does that mean?
I mean, what do we hear that was left in?
You hear a little bit of music start and then kind of peter out, and then you hear the band talking.
Oh, wait, well, but they just sometimes leave the studio intros in for flavor. That's not...
No, it wasn't a mistake, but it's...
Oh, no, that's not the same thing.
We're talking about intention.
No, that's not... Hey, I know an interesting fact about R.E.M. because I have a friend...
I know that you hate them. I know that you...
Friend in the music business. It's a little secret. They're not very good. That's the secret.
Well, I know that that's how you feel.
Yeah, well...
A lot of people love them.
No, I'm talking about R.E.M. the band.
Yeah, R.E.M. the band.
They're not very good.
Yeah, no, but a lot of people...
Well, why would they love them if they're not very good?
Because they
You're not even listening to yourself.
They don't agree with your premise that they're not very good.
I'm not following. I'm talking about the band, R.E.M.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Okay. The band.
Camp that doesn't agree with your premise that they're
what?
Not very good.
Yeah. See, our caller does not agree
with
it.
So we learned something, that there are two different bands with the same name in the world. You learn something every day.
Yeah, there's the British R.E.M. and the American R.E.M. Thanks, caller. Sorry about Andy. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm sorry about Andy, too.
Yes, hi. Calling. I don't know if anyone's called about the beginning of Roxanne by the Police.
Yeah, we played that one. Oh, thanks. God.
Oh, that's it. That's the end of the show. We're now looped around. We're repeating ourselves. It's the worst show we've ever done. Couldn't get stupider. Carl Wilson coughed.
It's not the worst
60
song.
60 years ago.
It's not the worst show we've ever done.
Oh, it is.
No,
it is.
No, the worst show. We did two shows worse than this one. There was the one where we all watched TV. And there was one of several times that we had a Cub Scout troop in.
No, and this is the worst.
No, this one.
Wait, listen. The guy who died 30 years ago. Listen, I think he's going to cough. Listen, wait for it. Okay, we didn't hear it. Play it again. Okay, it's not on that version. We'll play this version. Listen. The dead man you've never heard of is going to cough. Listen. Ah, he coughed. That's as bad as radio can get.
Not quite, really.
I will take that argument as far as it'll go.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. So Beatles, If I Fell.
Oh, the distortion?
37 seconds.
Where is it?
Voice cracks during the harmony at the very end.
Oh, no. Sorry, it doesn't count.
At where? 1:37?
1:37.
No, there's a lot. Love me do. They were singing. You know, John sang a different lyric. That's not the same thing.
But the thing, but they do this part. He does this part twice. Earlier, he does it perfectly. The second time, the voice just stops, like right near the end.
Let's give it a listen.
Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if I
didn't hear it.
Doesn't matter. I'm not listening. On principle, I didn't listen.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
Mr. G, Brooklyn.
Hi, Mr. G.
You love the show.
I got a good one. It's a subtle one.
You love the show.
Love the show.
You inexplicably love the show. Say, I inexplicably love the show.
By the way, and R.E.M. 87 and before... Amazing, 87 and a half, 88 and after sucked.
Interesting secret about R.E.M., interesting fact, little known fact. You guys like trivia? Yeah. Like, you like peeking behind the curtain in show business?
Yep.
R.E.M., popular band?
Yeah.
Not very good.
Which R.E.M. are you talking about?
The American R.E.M.
Oh, the American R.E.M.
Yeah.
Okay,
look, I got a good one. It's subtle, but it's good.
Okay.
Everything Put Together Falls Apart, Paul Simon, 1972.
Sorry.
No,
sorry.
Paul, no, I love that song.
Nope.
No.
Paul Simon boycott goes into effect right now.
Paul Simon, ooh, Hide Your Heart. Everything Put Together sooner or later falls apart. Okay, if you're just tuning in, Ken is so jealous of Paul Simon's talent. Of his natural talent. Ken can't even listen to Paul Simon. Yeah. He gets so angry.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air right now?
You are.
Wait, hold on. Oh. We can check. It's easy to check. Do you have a radio, Ken? Turn on a radio.
I actually don't.
See if this guy's on the air.
I don't have
maybe
one.
Maybe a listener has a radio.
Am I on the air?
Hold on, sir. We're checking. Can you please be patient? Maybe a listener can.
Oh, I know how to check. Hang on a second, sir.
Okay.
Hang on. I just figured out how to check.
Just through the radio.
No, don't hang up.
Okay.
But
we can confirm that you're on the air. I believe you are. But
we have to go to dead air for a second so I can listen to the radio. Just hang on. We're all going to stop talking and we're going to listen to the radio.
It's so weird.
Okay. Hang on, sir. Please don't talk.
Hang on. Just don't talk for a second. Here we go. Yes.
That's you. You're on the air.
Yes.
You're on the radio.
You were there. We went back in time, or not really, but we listened to what was coming out over the radio, and you were there.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I got.
So you are on the air. That's your first
question. I ain't. Am I on the air?
You are. You are.
We've confirmed. We went out of our way, sir. We've done everything humanly possible to confirm it. For the love of God, just accept the fact that you're on the air. Can't you take yes for an answer? You're on the air! You're on the air now! What is your damn problem?
Andy, take it easy.
What is this guy? Am I on the air? Confirm I'm on the air. Prove to me I'm on the air.
Well, we did.
What is his attitude? Where does he get off like that?
No.
He's just not sure. Sometimes it's hard to tell.
We told him he was on the air.
I know. That's
this guy makes me so mad.
Seriously?
Oh, look, he's still going on and on.
Are you guys still playing that game with where's the something wrong with the music?
Yeah, wait a second. Are you my local Staples rep?
No, I have.
Come on, you are too.
Wait, hold on. Are you my local Staples rep?
I have a song where there's something wrong in the beginning of the song.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, just wait until you're on the air, sir, because Ken and Andy would love to hear about it. Just can you hold for another second?
Okay,
hold on.
And I don't think it's a bad idea at all, and I think I've enjoyed the show completely. Let's go to our next call.
Journey?
Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you for calling. You love the show.
I love the show.
Okay, and now you're on the air. What can we do? What is your name, sir? What is your name, sir? What is your name, sir?
I am Lars.
Lars, and what Staples outlet do you currently work at?
Staten Island.
You're at Staten Island.
Oh, that's not my Staples.
Okay.
I'm at the Staples in Newport.
And what are your duties at the Staten Island Staples?
Oh, I stack.
Oh, we're out of time. I wish we had more time. We'd love to hear what you would have contributed.
Sorry, Lars.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. We just don't have time. You know, in the future, you should call a little earlier in the show.
It's no problem, though, Lars. Thank you, and thanks for the great job you're doing at Staples.
Stacking.
And we love Journey. This is your Journey station, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Yeah.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9.
Oh, listen. Wait. Yeah, I think they're going to cough. It's the 7-second delay theme song. Listen. Listen for the cough.
I heard it. Hey, Andy, good luck with the Monk movie premiere tomorrow night.
Is this goodbye till New Year's?
Yeah, this is goodbye until after New Year's.
Oh, man. I love you.
I love you more.
Happy New Year.
But seriously, Andy's new movie, the new Monk movie, is dropping on the Peacock Network tomorrow night at midnight.
Well, yeah, watch it Friday.
Yeah.
It has something, not for everyone. It has something for almost everyone.
It's got a hilarious dog poop segment.
So you know it's good.
Tragic bungee jumping incident.
It has
farting through silk made it in there.
Yeah.
All sorts of other great Andy-isms.
You know, you just describing it now makes me very ashamed of it.
Why?
I don't know. Those are the highlights for you?
No, no. The funeral directors, that was a big highlight. That was a really great, surreal, funny scene with the two funeral directors.
Thank you for your kind words.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to...
Good luck in your press tour, and we'll see you after the new year.
Can I go home now?
You can. Thanks to Jeremiah for the newsletter. Next week, we're going to be back with another show of quizzes. If you would like to record a quiz of me and Andy over whatever the hell it's called, Zoom, email me at ken@wfmu.org. And stay tuned, because coming up next, it is Matt Fiveash with Weekly World Blues.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. And another half a pint, mama will see me go. I love my moonshine whiskey better than a chili dog or man. I love my moonshine whiskey better than a chili dog or man. Take your beer and eat butter. Give me my cool kind can. I'd rather be sloppy drunk, sitting in the can, than to be out in the street, running from the man. Bring me another two-bit pipe. Cause I got my habits on and I'm gonna wreck this guy. My gal's done quit me for somebody else. My gal's done quit me for somebody else. Now I'm sloppy drunk, mama, sleeping all by myself.
Just as you don't let it slip.
If it do, I'm going to slip it over.